Shalichim's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Rav Chanoch Aryeh ben Zlata Golda, Rav Chaim ben Chaya Edel, Rav Yitzhak David ben Gittel Leia, Rav Chaim ben Zelda, Rav Yonasan Shai ben Henya, and Rav Noam Simcha ben Rav David Ze'ev, and Rav Dvor David ben Sarah. It says in Perek Tes, Pasukei, Parshas Noach, Vachas Damcha, Lenavshasechem Edrosh, Miad Kol Chai Edroshenu, Umiad Ha'adam, Miad Ish Achiv, Edrosh, Es Nefesh Ha'adam. So in Algamine, in general, this pasuk is telling us not to kill. But it goes into detail. Rashi explains that even though I allowed one to kill animals, nevertheless, when it comes to people, I don't allow what people? As damchem edrosh, Rashi says, talking about one who commits suicide, who kills oneself. That's what Hashem is going to punish for. V'achaz damchem enafshaseichem edrosh, the soul. For the blood for your soul I will demand, meaning I will punish. And this is talking based on the Gemara, Bava Kama Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Lamed Dalet. This is talking about somebody who commits suicide. So we have to understand what it means right there in the Pasuk. It says, Umiyad Ha'adam, Miyad Ish Achiv, Rashi says, it's talking about Mezid. Somebody kills his fellow b'mezid, and there are no edim, he does it purposefully, and there are no edim, there are no witnesses to see it, so Hashem will also punish such a person. But the question is, what do we need this for? If one is killed, if one is punished by Hashem for committing suicide, for killing oneself, for which there is no mises based in, obviously, because if one kills oneself, then based in can't do it. So certainly, the more serious, severe killing of somebody else b'mezid, there should certainly be and there's no mises based, and nevertheless Hashem is going to punish such a person if for killing oneself, where there's no mises based in. Hashem is nevertheless going to punish such a person. Certainly, when he kills somebody else b'mezid, which is more severe, more stringent, because here there is a mises based in, most certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish such a person. So it seems superfluous that the Pasuk has to tell us, Umiyada Adam, that when somebody kills his fellow b'mezid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him. Of course, if he kills himself, Hashem will punish him, which is less severe. There's no mises basin. Certainly for killing his fellow b'mezid, Hashem is going to punish him. Now it also says in the pasuk, miyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam. What does it mean, miyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam? Rashi says that's talking about shogeg. Shogeg also needs kapara. So Rashi's medayik, it says, ish achiv. If he loves him like a brother, I will demand the soul of man. That if the person doesn't go to Gullus and ask for kapara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish such a person, because Rashi says even Shogeg needs kapara. So if there are no edim to be mechayivim Gullus, and he is not nichna, he doesn't subordinate himself to Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him. As the Gemara Darshan's in Makos, that everybody gets their just desserts. Somebody who kills b'mezid, b'shogeg, everybody in gets what they're supposed to get. But we have to understand where it says in this pasuk the union of shogeg. Where does it say shogeg? Nachon, Rashi says, it says ish achiv, that he loves him like a brother. Mistama the hariga was bishogeg, but self. Here also, yitochin gam bazeh, you could also be mazed. Sometimes brothers kill be mazed. Why is it more explicit in the pasuk? And not only that, but it doesn't seem from the pasuk that umiyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam, is talking about two different cases. Because if otherwise it would say umiyad ha'adam, umiyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam. But Rashi learns it's talking about two different cases. Umiyad ha'adam is talking about b'mezid. Miyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam is talking about shogeg. So where's the remez here that it's talking about shogeg? It seems that it's all one instance of mezid. Miyad ha'adam is mezid, so is miyad ish achiv, edrosh is nefesh ha'adam. We also have to understand why at the beginning of the pasuk, when it's talking about killing oneself, it says it's damchem lenafshoseichem, and at the end of the pasuk, when it talks about killing one's friend, it only says nefesh ha'adam, not dam shel nefesh ha'adam. At the beginning, damchem lenafshoseichem, and at the end, it just says nefesh ha'adam, nothing about the dam. And this is more shvir, according to Rashi, that lenafshoseichem is coming to include achonik, is not somebody who chokes himself even though blood doesn't come out. So if that's the case, if we're talking about one who chokes himself and there's no blood, that's what the damchem lenafshoseichem, that's what we're referring to at the beginning. when we talk about somebody commits suicide, not only if he spills his blood, but even if there's no blood, if that's the case, then why does it say damchem? And then we need a special word to include even if there's no blood. Let it just write nafshoseichem, and then everything's going to be included. As long as one takes one's own life, with blood, without blood, everything's included. But why is nafshoseichem damchem written in there? That means with blood, and then we have to, add the nafshoseichem, which even means without blood. Just write the nafshoseichem, and then everything is set with blood, without blood. We also have to understand, why is there a salka daitach that there's only going to be drisha? God's only going to demand the death if there's blood, but not only de chanika, not if he chokes himself. Mehechitesi, there's going to be a chilik, there's going to be a distinction in shvichus damim when it comes to spilling blood or not spilling blood. At the end, he killed the guy. So look in the Ramban about that. In pasuk vav, it says shvoch dama adam ba adam damo yishafech, shofech dama adam ba adam damo yishafech. Rashi says pshat is that if there are edim, then hamitu atem, then you kill him. Why? Kibitzelam elokim. Because God created man in the image of God. Look in the sugya and the Sanhedrin and Zayin Amud Aleph that the makor for harigas b'nei Noach and the aveir of any of their sheva mitzvahs is from here, because the pasuk was megala that for spilling blood one is killed. So too for all of them ayin sham in the sugya. So according to this, we have to understand what it says in the pasuk kibitzelam elokim asas haadam as a reason for the beis din killing him. The aveira is that they were muzhar, b'nei Noach were muzhar from Adam Harishon, like we see in the sugya in Sanhedrin on daf nunvav amud beis ayin sham. So why do we throw in the, why does the Torah say that B'Tzelem Elokim, the reason he's killed is not because B'Tzelem Elokim, but because he was over on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So in the Sefer Dibe'er of Hagona Gadol of David Yitzchak Manzatzal on page Peivav, he offers a brilliant illuminating mahalach to explain these psukim. It says umiyad ha'adam miyad ish achiv. Like Rashi notes, the nirtzach is like the brother of the rotzeach. Since he's like the brother of the rotzeach, so Rashi says we're talking about shogi, but it calls him the brother of the rotzeach. So l'chor we have to understand. Yes, we say about Jews bavakame peiches amet aleph Sanhedrin peivav amet aleph that a Jew together with his friend is called Achiv because he's his brother in mitzvahs. But what does it have to do with B'nai Noach? Here we're talking about B'nai Noach. What makes B'nai Noach brothers? So we can explain this based on the famous Gemara Nidan Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. It says there are three partners in man. The father gives his part, the mother gives her part, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the soul. So according to this we can say that usually a brother is somebody who has common genes from the mother and the father, and that's what gives this the name Ach. They both have the DNA of the parents. Now, when it comes to the Kibiyachol, the DNA of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every person has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are all Meshutif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we are all Meshutif, we are all partnered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how they became brothers, just like two people who have the same mother and father are brothers. So too, two people who have the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating them, which means any two people, are like brothers. And this was said here in the pasuk to explain, as we're going to explain, that since we find Biritzicha by murder, a din of Goel Hadam, of Krovim, that the relative must avenge the blood, the mitzvah of Goel Hadam. So we see this, we know that there's a concept of Goel Hadam by relatives. And since we find by Ritzicha a din of Goel Hadam, whether it's Shogeg or Mazid, whether the killer was intentional, are unintentional, as the Rambam says in the first Pek Berachos Eichalach Beis. The Rambam is Sofosav L'Sefer Mitzvos Esa Yud Gimel. Look there in the Mishnah L'Melech, and this is not the time to get into that sugya. So there's a din of Goel Hadam both by Ratzeach B'Shogeg and Ratzeach B'Mezid, and this means that anybody who has a Dover Meshutif, anybody who has a common ground with the Nirtzach, there's going to be a din of Goel Hadam. And Mimela, who's going to be the Goel Hadam for any two people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has a din to avenge the blood of his relative. Who's the relative? The victim. So now, using this yisod of Goel Hadam, we can explain the psukim. The pasuk starts, Aches damcha menav shaseichem edrosh. We're talking about somebody who spills his own blood. Here there's no din goel hadam. What's goel hadam? Primarily to avenge the death of the murdered party. And when someone kills himself, that's not shaykh. He's already gone. So here it says that without any din of Goel Hadam, even though there is no din of Goel Hadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand his blood. Since he did, he acted against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even without the din of Goel Hadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to punish one who commits suicide. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this person in order to exist, and he was mevatel this kiyum, this existence that Hashem wanted from him. And here we emphasize his blood in order to say that even though the blood was given by his parents, as we see in the Sugya Nida, and it's not mitzad, there's no goel hadam. Why? Because like we said, by a suicide, there's no goel hadam. Because what do we call it? We call it goel hadam. We call it one who is redeeming the blood. That when somebody kills somebody else, then the relatives go and redeem the blood. So what's the emphasis of the pasuk here? That in a chinami, the blood comes from the parents. And there's no goel hadam, as far as the parents are concerned, when it comes to a suicide. There's no goel hadam. But since everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no human goel hadam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created them, and he will be the goel hadam. So there's no goel hadam of human beings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still be Goel Hadam. When somebody's already dead, there could be no human beings to be Goel Hadam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still can. Because now even when the person's gone, the person's never really gone, he still has to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it says, Aches Damchem. It emphasizes the Dam. Hashem's going to be the Goel, even though it's normally there's no din of Goel Hadam here. But in this case, Hashem will be the Goel Hadam. Because he acted against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was mevatel his kiyum against the will of Hashem. And on this, the pasuk says, "Lin nafsho seichem," which includes achonik es atzmo, someone who chokes himself. It's coming to teach us that even somebody who chokes himself, he's pogea on the nefesh that Hashem gave him, and not on the blood that comes from his parents. And we might think that such a person has a different chiyuv than somebody who spills his own blood. And it's not the same edrishenu as shofich dam atzmo. Rather, it's going to be a different chiyuv mitzad goel hadam. Because again, if somebody, as we're going to explain further, but if somebody spilled his own blood, so here you have an inyan of blood. That he killed himself, and you're right. Parents, as far as parents are concerned, relatives, there can't be a Gol Hadam. But Hashem is going to be the Gol Hadam. But here, it also says if someone is Chonek Atzmo. So if someone's Chonek Atzmo, you're going to think his death has a different, there's no blood involved, that here there's a different Geder of revenge. As we're going to explain. So it says no. Chonek Atzmo has the same Geder as somebody who kills himself and spills blood. Meaning, in both instances, there's no din of Goel Hadam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, will avenge the blood. There's no strict din of Goel Hadam, but Hashem will nevertheless avenge the blood. But you would think that Chonek Atzmo has a different gather, does have a gather of Goel Hadam, unlike somebody who spills his blood, which we're going to explain. But since that's what you would think, the Pasuk has to, we ask why the Pasuk mentions both. The Pasuk mentions both because we need both. We need an instance of someone who spills his own blood. There's no din of Goel Hadam. Hashem is going to still avenge his blood, even though there's strictly speaking no such din. And even somebody who's Chonek Atzmo, there's strictly speaking no such din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to avenge his blood. And you might think they have a different gather, but they really don't. And then it says, Umiyat Kol Chaya Adrishanu. Umiyad Kol Chaya Adrishanu. From the hand of every animal, I will demand it, this blood. Now, when a Chaya kills, we don't find the din of Goel Hadam. So this is written as a Hemshech to somebody who kills his Horeg Atzmo, that there's also no din of Goel Hadam. Nevertheless, there's also going to be a Drisha, same Drisha that there is B'Horeges Atzmo. Why? Because God created this person to exist, and now the animal killed this person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish this animal as well. So that's why it's a Hemshech. After it talks about the person who committed suicide and there's no Goel Hadam there, strictly speaking, Hashem will still avenge this blood. So in the same vein, Miyad Kol Chaya, here there's also no din of Goel Hadam, but Hashem will nevertheless avenge the blood. And then we additionally write in the Pasuk, Miyad Ha'adam, Miyad Ish Achiv, Edosh Es Nefesh Ha'adam. So here it says, Nefesh Ha'adam, that Hashem gave him. Which means that if a person has a Nefesh, so what does that mean? That Hashem is going to avenge the blood. We all have a chelik of Hashem. And this means that since somebody killed, as we said, b'mezid, who's going to be the Goel Hadam? Hashem, like we said, the Rambam says that Hashem is the Goel Hadam. So in the first part of the Pasuk, we're talking about a case where, strictly speaking, there is no Goel Hadam. Hashem will still avenge the blood. Now we go into cases where there is, strictly speaking, a din of Goel Hadam. When is that? When somebody kills his friend, b'mezid. Here, Hashem will be the Goel Hadam. Mitzad the regular din of Goel Hadam. Like Rashi says, Umiyad Adam, Yad Ahorek B'mezid, Ve'ein Edim. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be the Goel Hadam. And it also says Miyad Ish Achiv Edrosh, to say that the Nafgamina from what that there is here a Chiv, that the Nerag is his brother. What do we say that means, he's his brother? It means that they both come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. is legabe shogeg, that there's a din of gol hadam only by rotzeach. Other averas, a person's pater b'shogeg. But here there's a special din of gol hadam. Since he killed his brother, there's a din of gol hadam. So we have two drishas by Hashem. We have the drisha of gol hadam mezid, and the drisha of gol hadam shogeg. Normally by shogeg the person's pater, but here the Torah is emphasizing, but in this instance there is going to be a gol hadam. Normally we don't have a gol hadam by shogeg. Normally we don't have such a severe punishment by shogeg, but here this shogeg is different. Man ishtana shogezem we call other shogegin. This shogeg is a different type of shogeg. What's the type of shogeg? It is that here there is going to be a gol adam. Who's going to be the gol adam? Again, a kodesh baruch hu. And that's the emphasis of nefesh ha'adam. Why the emphasis of nefesh at the end of the pasuk? Because this person has a soul that comes from God. So therefore, who's going to be doresh the nefesh ha'adam? Hashem. Whether it's mezid or a shogeg. And that's why Rashi was compelled to say that they're talking about two different instances. Because you have to emphasize also the Miyadi Shachiv, even if he's like a brother to him, even if it's Shogeg. Normally Shogeg doesn't have. But here, Shogeg does have a Gol Adam. Here Shogeg does have a very serious punishment. And that it says in the next pasuk, Shofich, Dama Adam, Ba Adam, Damo Yishofich, Kibitzelam Elokim, Ases Adam. Just like we said by a Rotzeach, that the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to kill him within Gol Hadam. So the Chora, there's probably no place anymore for Ariga's based in. Hashem's going to be the Gol Hadam. So Bishlema, normally there is a din based in if there's Mezin and has Sriven and Mokum Gol Hadam. Because the din based in is more Machayev than the din Gol Hadam. Right? We know that Gol Hadam isn't necessarily a Chiyuv, and din based in is an absolute Chiyuv that they have to kill this person. So Din Bezin is more Machayiv than Gol Adam. So even though there is a Gol Adam, there's Bezin. But that's because Bezin is more Machayiv, but that's not Shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't say, oh, we need a Bezin because that's more Machayiv than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish this person. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish this person. So why do you need both God and the Beis Din? That's why the pasuk says, "Ki v'tzelam Elokim asa asa Adam," that besides the union of Netilas HaNefesh, that's Mechayev Misa, for which there is a din of Gol Hadam. There is also a Chiyuv Misa Bifnei Atzmo. There is a separate, independent Chiyuv Misa of a Rotzeach Mitzad Ki v'tzelam Elokim asa asa Adam. There's a Gol Hadam. He's notel nefesh chavero. There's a Gol Hadam, but there's also kibitzelam alukim asas Adam. Somebody who's pogeh ba'adam is memayit the dmus. He's making smaller the image of Hashem kiviyachol. Lashon haGemara Yevamos Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Somebody who's not also peri v'rivya is memayit the dmus. Certainly, somebody who kills somebody else is memayit the dmus. And that in itself is mechayev misa. That's why we have a special din for the Beis Din. Shofech dam adam b'adam damo yishofech. Why keep it selam alokim asas adam? Since man was created with selam alokim, there is going to be, and so someone kills him, he's been ma'ayit at most, now there's less of it selam alokim in the world, so that's going to be a separate dechiv misas Beis Din for that. It says in the Chazal, Shemus Rabba Parshal Amidala, Tosefti Yavamas Perak Tes Dalet, Rabbi Kiva Omer called Shofech Dam, Imarezim Imayetis Admus, Shemar Shofech Dam, He's Imayet Admus. And the Bracious Rabba, they say in Rabbi Kiva's name, Ibn Ma, Kibit Selam Elohim Asas Adam. Not only the Pasuk of Shofech Dam Adam, Vadam Dam or Yishofech, but also Kibit Selam Elohim Asas Adam. In other words, what's Machayev that we're Shofech his Dam? But Selam Elohim is Imayet Admus. We also have in the Shmos Rabba Parsha Lamet Zayin on the pasuk of Makkah Ishva Meis Migarm Lo Misa. Why does he kill for killing his fellow? Zeshlon Estaka B'Torah. Look in the Torah. Shkatz Vashofich Dama Adam Mashal Adam Shepachah Kikonim Shel Melech. Shekapach Kikonet Shel Melech V'Ala Labima Amar Melech Lo Korasa B'Duk Mata Sheli. Shkol Mishen Ogeh B'Kikonet Sheli Hu Avad. Kachim Hara Gadam Nefesh Mi'Yisrael Kilu Mavir Kikonim Shel Melech. V'Nidon Vein Lochem. Somebody has like this picture of the king, and somebody cuts it down, destroys it. So he said, well, you didn't read in my book that you're not allowed to do that. Anyone who does that gets killed. So too, if somebody kills another person, that's like a killing the picture of the king, Kiviyachal, and he doesn't have life. So there's a pgiya, there's a chiyuv misa, mitzad the pgiya biikonin shel melech, the face of the king, the image of the king. So that's not why there's a chiyuv gol adam. Chiyuv gol adam is because Reuven murdered Shimon, and the Torah gives rishus for the relative to take revenge for this death. But here, there's a different mechayev. Here, the mechayev is that he was created with Tzelem Elokim, and that's given over to the Beis Din, and that's why from here we learn the chiyuv mitzvah Beis Din. Like Rashi says, "Imiyesh edim imisu atem lama ki b'Tzelem Elokim." It's a different chiyuv. Why the Tzelem Elokim? That's why he's killed. So yes, the misa here is because he was over on the Atzhara. And this we can learn all Asharas of B'nai Noach, like the Gemara learns, that anytime they're over on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they're Chayav Misa. But in order that the Averas Ashara should be given over to the Beis Din, and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, they're going to be killed for all Sheva Mitzvahs, but maybe here it's going to be given Dafka over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't need the Beis Din, so Kamash on the Pasuk, no! Keep it Selam Elokim, Asas Adam, there's a different Mechayav here. It's not the Mechayev of Gol Hadam, but rather because he minimized the image of the king. So yes, all they're killed for all Sheva Mitzvahs, but here you would have a Havamina that they're only killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody kills his fellow is only killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me. Because of Gol Hadam. No, because he's Mimayit Yikonet Shel Melech. He destroys the image of the king by killing another human being who's created in the image of God. And we just still have to explain why you need a separate limud for somebody who is chonek atzma as opposed to somebody who actually spills his blood. So that I thought I had, but I don't have. And that concludes our shir. Definitely a lot to think about. A lot of new sodos based on the great Sefer Dibeir. And we should be zoche lilmodu the lamed. Lishmor v'lasos v'lakayim is called divrei samu tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.